Hello to you, wherever you are, as Brendan Power fades into the distance there with the Jolly Beggarman. I'm Mike Harding. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. It has been 23 degrees all afternoon here, so it's like being in a pizza oven. I'm serving up pizza Michelangelo with a side of great folk music. I've got shed loads of really terrific albums that have arrived over the last few weeks, and I'm going to kick off with a track from Rory MacLeod's new album, Gusto. Rory MacLeod, as many of you will know, circus performer, global traveller, multi-instrumentalist, street performer, anarchist, and good time Charlie. A one-man show with five dimensions. From his new album, this is Rory with a brilliant, brilliant song written by him. He plays every instrument on this track. The Wrong Side of the Wall. Listen carefully to the words. Is a perfecto.
Our streets and paths are broken, and all of our roads are closed. Our grandma's grave, it wasn't spared, and where can we hang our clothes? No sign of the wall is the right side, if you're trapped and you're snared. When you meet the cul-de-sac, you can't go back and pretend that you're not there. On the other side of the wall, on the wrong side of the wall, on the other side of the wall that divides us from our family. Three gates in the wall are open, just three times a day for an hour. Because the gates were closed, we lost our crops, all gone to seed and flower. Their wall is a way to grab our land, they tell us it's security, but it stops us all who live nearby, and we can't travel freely. To the other side of the wall, on the wrong side of the wall, on the other side of the wall that divides us from our family. Their border during daylight if unarmed, and if we're carrying goods to sell or food that we have found, a toll it is collected, we have to pay what's due. We're quizzed and stripped and searched every time that we go through. To the other side of the wall, to the other side of the wall, on the wrong side of the wall that divides us from our family. From our water world, this side there is drought. Here in our homes where we all dwell, and from where we can't get out. Because now they've built their wall here, on the wrong side of us. Through our lives and through our fields, we broke bread together once. Now they are dividing us all, from our wells and our rivers and our waterfalls, and a dog who can't come when we call. From the wrong side of the wall, they're stealing our farm. It's all legalised, their excuses are all sweet lullabies. They've robbed us in daylight in front of our eyes. Soon they'll be trying to divide the blue skies. To their side of the wall, on the other side of the wall, on the wrong side of the wall that divides us from our family. On the other side of the wall, on the wrong side of the wall, on the other side of the wall that divides us from our family.
Playing every instrument there, Rory MacLeod from his new album Gusto, with The Wrong Side of the Wall. A lot of political and social meaning in all the stuff that Rory does. So some of it's sort of a bit more light-hearted, but mostly he knows what he's saying when he writes the song. Now, I would have played this next song for the intro alone. I've already played a track from this album by Tom Russell, October in the Railroad Earth. Tom, as you know, is a giant of Americana, an artist, a songwriter, a great performer. And one time at the Clifton Arts Week over in West Connemara, I went to see him. I've known him for a good number of years. I went to see him and he actually got me flogging his CDs on the stall for him because the merchandiser hadn't turned up. But like I say, I would have played this song for the introduction alone because, well, just listen to this. I think it's wonderful.
You know, I'm an occasional drinker, the kind of guy who goes out for a beer and wakes up in Singapore with a full beard. Raymond Chandler said that. I like those old country songs about drinking, cheating, murder, and train wrecks. And this is the first song I learned as a kid off the first Johnny Cash record, Wreck of the Old 97. Well, they gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. It's not 38, this is old 97. Put her in the dispenser on time. Well, he turned around and said to his black, greasy fireman, hey, shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that wide oak mountain, watch old 97 roll. It's off.
The Thang, hot guitars from Texas. That was the Wreck of the Old 97, the classic from Tom Russell, his album October in the Railroad Earth. Going to play another song now from the 18-year-old girl who walked into a Paris recording studio in the 1960s, recorded one album, and then musically at least vanished forever. Rawness and truth in her singing, I think. Reminds me a lot of the early Judy Collins. There's a bit of fragility in there, but something else as well. Depth, authenticity, belief. Call it what you will. Her name is Tia Blake, and this is her version of the old traditional ballad, Hangman.
Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my father coming riding many a mile. Father, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee, or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows to Reeves? I have not brought you hope, I have not feet. Yes, I've come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my mother coming riding many a mile. Mother, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows tree? I have not brought you home, I have not paid your fee. Yes, I have come to see you hanging from the gallows tree. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my brother coming riding many a mile. Brother, have you brought me home? Or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows trees? I have not brought you home, I have not paid your fee. Yes, I have come to see you hanging from the gallows trees. Slack your rope, hangman, slack it for a while. I think I see my true love coming riding many a mile. True love, have you brought me home, or have you paid my fee? Or have you come to see me hanging from the gallows trees? Yes, I brought you home. Yes, I have paid your fee, for I've not come to see you hanging from the gallows tree.
Well, the style, of course, is very much of its time. Tia Blake there from the 1960s Folk Songs and Ballads album with her version of Hangman. I'm going to play another track from the album With a Banjo on My Knee, because you cannot have too much banjo, in my humble opinion. Damaris Woods, a great woman banjo player from Ireland, with a couple of tunes, Calliope House, written by Dave Richardson of the Boys of the Lock, followed by Dan Collins' Father's Jig, two cracking tunes. Thank you. Calliope House and Dan Collins' Father's Jig from Damaris Wood's album With a Banjo on My Knee. I know that second tune, I know the first tune as well, but that second tune I know under a different name. It's driving me mad. If anybody knows, email me and let me know. Put me out of my misery. Another track now from the Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly new album, Changeable Heart. The new album, I think, is stunningly lovely. Two great voices coming together, and the whole CD is just, in my humble opinion, totally beautiful. This is a North Country song about a girl going out to fetch her father's sheep back into the fold. Car the Yows. Lovely. I should, of course, have explained at the introduction to that track that it's about a little bit more than a girl just going out to get her father's sheep in. Carl the Yows from the new album from Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly, Changeable Heart. I'm going to play you another song now from Eliza Carthy's album Restitute, which, as I explained last time, is Eliza's attempt, and she's managed it, to get some money back for her band, who were actually rooked on an album. They were cheated of money due to them. And fair play to Eliza. She's gone and got it all back by releasing her own album and selling it herself. The track I'm going to play you now features Ben Seal and David Dillard, as well as Eliza Carthy, and it's called The Old Sexton.
Newly made, a sexton laid on an earth worn spade. His work was done, and he paused to wait the funeral train by the open gate. A relic of bygone days was he, his locks as white as the foamy sea. These words they came from his lips so thin, I gather them in, I gather them in, I gather them in. I gather them in for man and boy, year after year of grief and joy. I've built the houses that lie around in every nook of my burial ground. Mother and daughter, father and son, come to my solitude one by one. But come they strangers or come they kin, I gather them in, I gather them in, I gather them in. I'm still alone. I'm king of the dead and I make my throne. On a monument slab of marble cold, my scepter of rule is the spade I hold. Come they from cottage, come they from hall, mankind my subjects one and all. Let them roil in pleasure or toilfully spin, I gather them in, I gather them. I gather them in. I gather them in, and their final rest is here down here in the earth's dark breast. So the sexton ceased, and the funeral train wound mutely over the Hudson plain. And I said to myself, when time is told, a mightier voice than the sexton's cold will sound o'er the last trumpet's dreadful din. I gather them in, I gather them in.
Gather them in indeed, the scythe and the sundial. The Old Sexton, a song from Eliza Carthy's album Restitute. The Willows, a six-piece band from the Fenland area of England, fine musicians and singers that more than, in my opinion, gel together. A great roots band, and they've always interested me from the very first time I heard them a couple of years back. Their new album is called Through the Wild, and this is a cracking song called Gog Magog. Of course, many of you will know that's the name of the two giants who once ruled the city of London. Now it's ruled by Russian oligarchs called Vladimir and Ivan.
Thank you. In my palm lays a branch, tells a sorrowful tale from the depths of the loneliest fool. If he said, man, were God, he'd take out our hearts so we don't feel and suffer like you do. Now in the fields there's silence, where families soar alone. How these hills we would run for lives with these stripes felt strong. Old and we and wise, great cities will fall, for the gods they have gone to watch over these. These boats came around like moth to a flame. These mountains were lost for no man's gain. The woods they fought till one giant lay. Now Cork-seat steel cries out her name. These boats came around like moth to a flame. These mountains were lost.
Gog Magog from the Willow's new album, Through the Wild, and I'll play another track from that next month, if I've got room. Now, this next track needs absolutely no comment from me, so I'm not giving it one. But I would like to dedicate it to Nigel Farage. Phil Hare from his album, A Stranger I Came, with I've Got My Country Back.
Gas is piped from Ukraine, my electric comes from France. All our politicians are leading us in merry dance. We're headed towards the deepest red, how will we get back in the black? But hey, I've got my country back. Hey, I've got my country back. My money's almost worthless, this is what I found. Even that poxy euro is worth more than my pound. My living standard's falling, don't know how I'll get back on track. But hey, I've got my country back. Hey, I've got my country back. consternation about the lack of negotiation. It will surely be what it will be. No need to feel antagonistic about things vaguely masochistic, wrapped up in decay and sovereignty. And all those finance boys we never thought would hurt. Yes, they're heading out of London and they're bound for Frankfurt. All the high-tech giants are ticking up the slack. But hey, I've got my country back. Yeah, hey, I've got my country back. My gas is piped from Ukraine, my electric comes from France. All our politicians are leading us a merry dance. Yes, we're heading towards the deepest red. How will we get back in the black? But hey, I've got my country back. Yeah, hey, I've got my country back. I said, hey, I've got my country back. I've got my country back.
Phil Hare with I Got My Country Back from his album A Stranger I Came. Now, this next one is new to me because it's only just arrived and I've got it in my sticky little mitts here. Stick in the Wheel, many of you will know, are a great London-based roots band. As well as making albums of their own music, they're also interested in what other people are doing. And they've been travelling around the country making field recordings of various artists and performers, usually in their own homes. And volume 2 of their labours has just arrived at the shed. It's got tracks from Kath and Phil Tyler, Mary Humphreys, June Tabor, Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. And this girl I'm going to play now, Grace Petrie, with a fantastic song which uses the tune and some of the themes of the Old Man's Song that was written by Ian Campbell, the Ian Campbell folk group, way, way back. But it tells the story of today's young woman. It's called A Young Woman's Tale.
At the ending of last century, I thought I knew the score. The miners lost the battle, but the good guys won the war. I stayed up with my folks, they drank champagne till 6 a.m. The morning that we saw the Tories out of number 10. But short-lived was the victory from that May morning air. When came the bloody war in through the door of Tony Blair. A nation of resistance, peaceful folk denied a choice. And taught my generation that a vote was not a voice. Well, before too long the boom was bust and the money had run dry. And when the people turn around and ask Westminster why, the false god that we'd made out of the city still prevailed. And we were told the welfare state was why the system failed. Well, we were sold prosperity off working people's backs. And while we got mass austerity, the rich got let off tax. And now the NHS is on its knees and the ones who get the blame are people washed up on the shore with nothing to their name. A world of competition for resources we should share was brought about by Thatcher and made stronger under Blair. But nobody on this earth should fight for food or home or health. And I know we won't survive on every person for themselves. Now I know less than ever what tomorrow's got in store. But I owe it to my children to try for a little more than cruelty and division, folks left in poverty to die. And if we've got a chance to change it, then I'm damn well gonna try.
Well, it says here that that's the only song that Grace Petrie's ever sung a cappella. And a bloody good job she's made of it as well. Her own words, the tune Nicky Tams, a tune also used, of course, for the Ian Campbell song, The Old Man's Song, which if you don't know, you should check out. It's well worth a listen. A story that hasn't changed at all. I love Grace Petrie's stuff. That album, by the way, is called Stick in the Wheel Present From Here, English Folk Field Recordings, Volume 2. Now, a couple of weeks back, I went to Settle Victoria Hall, just down the hill from where I am at this moment, to see the Brothers Gillespie in concert. I've always liked their albums, but they were even more impressive live. They did a fantastic full night's set. I've booked them, in fact, for Settle Folk Festival 2020, and I hear also that they've been booked for this year's Sidmouth Folk Festival. They've got the last two slots going. They're that good. Well, from their new album, The Fell, this is the Brothers Gillespie with a beautiful Scots ballad, The Road to Dundee.
Howling over moor and mountain, and wild was the surge on the dark rolling sea. I mapped about daybreak upon a young lassie who asked me the road and the miles to Dundee. Said I, my young lassie, I canna well tell you the road and the distance I cannot well give. But if you permit me to go along with you, I'll show you the road and the miles to Dundee. At once she consented and gave me her arm. Near a word did I spare what the lassie might be. She peed like an angel in feature and form as she walked by my side on the road to Dundee. Strathmartin behind us, and the spires of the town in full view we could see. She said, my kind sir, I can never forget you for showing me so far on the road to Dundee. So this purse and this ring then to prove I am grateful, and some simple token in trust he'll give me. And then bravely I kissed the sweet lips of the lassie ere I parted from her on the road to Dundee. So here's to the lassie, I'll never forget her. and every young laddie is listening to me. Don't you ever be shy to come for your young lassie. Though it's only to show her the road to Dundee.
Called The Fell, and that was the Brothers Gillespie with The Road to Dundee. And like I said, they were absolutely amazing live multi-instrumentalists. Their voices, well, as you could hear there, the harmonies are absolutely superb, and the audience were completely and utterly spellbound for the entire night. Two great sets, and it was just amazing. Like I say, I booked them for next year's Settle Folk Festival, so that's something to look forward to. And also, of course, if you manage to get down to Sidmouth, which, fingers crossed, I'm hoping to be able to do myself, you'll be able to see them down there as well. Now, I've had loads of reaction to the album I played on the last show, Hedy West's album Untitled, I should say, the late Hedy West, of course, the American singer and banjo player. So I thought I'd play you another track now. This is one of my favourite American songs ever, written by Gerbil Reeves, and I suppose sung for the first time, really, in the sort of folk idiom, by Woody Guthrie. It's The Hobo's Lullaby, Hedy West with a beautiful version of that great song.
Tomorrow come and go. Tonight you'll have a nice warm boxcar, safe from all the rain and snow. I know your clothes are torn and ragged, and your hair's streaked with gray. Lift your chin and smile at trouble. You'll have peace and rest someday. Oh, go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slow.
Sleep, you weary hobo.
there's trouble everywhere. When you die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. Oh, when you die and go to heaven, all the trains there you'll ride. The hard-boiled brakeman and the hobo sleep there peaceful side by side. Oh, go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. Listen to the steel rails humming. That's the hobo's lullaby. That's
one of the many songs I've got lined up to learn, stick in the repertoire for when I get my jug band up and running again. The Hobo's Lullaby from Hedy West's album Untitled. Now, I'm going to read this next bit because there's no point in me pretending that I've made all these words up, because I've got these off the website. Vishten are an Arcadian trio that has dazzled audiences with their fiery blend of traditional French songs and original instrumentals that fuse Celtic and Arcadian genres with a modern rock sensibility and indie folk influences. This band from Canada's East Coast has been recognised as an ambassador of Francophone culture around the world. Well, all I can say is amen to that, because they are damn good. From their album Horizons, this is Vishten, and you would hardly believe that they are just a trio with Les Clefs de la Prison, the keys of the prison.
Thank you.
Knockout Stuff, Les Clefs de la Prison, Vichten from their album Horizons, wonderful band from the east coast of Canada, around the St. Lawrence area. Now I'm going to play another track from the Catherine to Kell album Hollow Bone, because in my humble opinion it is absolutely, totally brilliant and wonderful. This is Hush by Birdie and the Hexham Lasses. Wonderful track from an absolutely wonderful album. New album from Catherine to Kell and Friends. called Hollow Bone, and that track was called Hushabye Birdie and the Hexham Lasses. Now, I played a track from the new album from Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Keir, Leila McCalla and Alison Russell last month. The album is called Songs of Our Native Daughters. It's on the Smithsonian label. And what happened basically was that Rhiannon, who, as many of you will know, was one of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and the three other girls, Amethyst, Leila and Alison, got together and went away to a remote farmhouse and decided they were going to work on songs that reflected the African-American woman's tradition. The result, I think, is an absolutely incredible album. I'm going to play you a track called Kashiba Kashiba, now written by Alison Russell. And just let me read you this note from the sleeves. I met my biological father, Michael George, and my paternal family when I was 30 years old. I learned I'm a first-generation Canadian on my father's side. He was born and raised in Grenada, one of 13 children. I found that ours is a family that values education deeply. I found out also that we have a historian in the family who's traced our line back to a slave woman named Kashiba, who was sold off the coast of Ghana. Such was her strength and resilience that she somehow survived the transatlantic crossing in the hold of a slave ship and was eventually sold to a large sugarcane plantation in Grenada. She survived multiple rapes and sales. She survived back-breaking labour in the cane fields. She survived her children being taken and sold. She survived and she founded generations. I wept to learn her name. I am honoured to be her many times removed daughter, and I'm equally grateful for the gift of her strength and resilience. This is Kashiba's song.
Kashiba, Kashiba, Your children founded generations. Your strength to stay there. They won their freedom. Trace their roots to find your way there. Kashima, Kashima, your freedom, your freedom. How far your spirits flow.
I think that album is one of the most important albums of the last 12 months. Amazing. Please check it out if you've got a chance. It's full of brilliant songs and the stories behind them are quite incredible. It's a great contribution to the understanding of the experience of African American women. Kashima, Kashima from the album Songs of Our Native Daughters, and the band call themselves, of course, Our Native Daughters. Now, what do I say about this next track? Alan O'Leary is a wonderful guy who's been around for a long, long time, both on the Irish folk scene and as tour manager for people like Christy Moore and for Ralph McTell. I've known Alan for a long number of years. We're good pals. And he presents a terrific Irish music podcast, which you can easily check out. There'll be a link through to it from our own website, which is www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Well, I was listening to it last week to hear what Al was playing, and he played this next track, which I think is just totally wonderful, whimsical and yet brilliant. Benny McCarthy is the melodeon player with Danu, amongst many other bands. He's a melodeon player of grace, intelligence and also wit. He likes a good time and a bit of crack. So when he got together and founded the band Rattle the Boards with some mates over in Ireland, the result was two stunning albums. From the second album, I'm going to play you their version of Whistling Rufus, the old Jimmy Shand favourite, of course. When Benny was recording this, he had the good sense to go around the town and find the local jazz band and invite them to come and dep in with the lads. The result, I think, is amazing because it's a cross between Irish traditional music and Preservation Hall, New Orleans. It's Irish jazz at its very best. Thank you. Rattle the Boards there from their album The Parish Platform with a classic version of Whistling Rufus. Wonderful stuff. I've just managed to get hold of Benny on the internet and he's going to send me a copy of the first album. I did have a copy but somebody nicked it, so I'll play a track from that as soon as it arrives. Now, Phil Henry and Hannah Martin now go under the name Edgelarks. Those who know them will need no introduction. If you don't, I'll just say they're one of the finest folk duos on the scene at the present moment. Phil is a fantastic slide guitar player and mouth organ player, great blues harp player. And Hannah is a great songwriter, as well as a banjo player and fiddler and singer. The two of them make beautiful music. Their new album is called The Feather. And from it, this is a beautiful track called simply Time Away, which in fact is what most of us could do with, particularly in these present stressful days.
Frost ungears the shrouded field, time away. Bird call echoes from the hill, time away. Time away, time away from toil and sorrow, time away. The work will still be there tomorrow, time away, time away.
Edgelarks there from their new album, Feather, A Beautiful Time Away. Now, Alex Garden and Ford Collier were BBC Young Folk Award nominees. Alex plays fiddle and is deeply rooted in the Scottish folk tradition, and Ford plays guitar, low whistle and tablas. He's a very accomplished tabla player And let me just tell you, you don't just bang those things. You have to learn Hindu philosophy and have a good grasp of the language before you can get anywhere near being proficient at playing the tabla's Indian style, because the patterns of drumming are taught through language. Anyway, enough rubbish from me. Alex and Ford come together as a duo called the Dry Stones. Their new album is called Apparitions, and from it, this is a cracking song called Jack Crook. It's about a criminal who comes to a very sticky end indeed and ends up dangling between heaven and hell.
They went a robbing, no longer honest men. They spied a pretty young maid at the market, vowed to see her again. That night they stopped her on the highway, pride and guineas were gold. A fine excuse was heard in court, so pity them for their wrongs. I went to see Jack Crook on the common, hanging for his crimes from the tree, and has since been buried in the cold hard ground. Wouldn't hang over me. Saw his spoils, lost them in a dictionary. His fate was sealed for all his toils when cohorts all ran free. Justice for our male, they cried, and greed is one of the seven. So Jack Crook was condemned to rest in neither earth nor heaven. I went to see Jack Crook on the common, hanging for his crimes from a tree, that has since been buried in the cold hard ground. He wouldn't hang over me. A sad example to all that does pass by. Debts they must be paid, examples must be made. But Jack Crook never was laid, so his sins never found a grave. Debts they must be paid, examples must be made. But Jack Crook never was laid, so his sins never found a grave. Debts they must be paid, examples must be made. But Jack Crook never was laid, so his sins never found a grave. Debts they must be paid,
examples must be made. But Jack Crook never was laid, so his sins never found a grave.
Wasn't that good? Some of you might have recognised that tune at the end there. It's the Little Beggarman, or the Jolly Beggarman, as it's sometimes called. In fact, you heard it at the head of the show, played by Brendan Power. That was Jack Crook from the Drystones' new album, Apparitions, and a fine, fine album it is. Now, what can I say about this next track? I've got the CD in front of me. I am, in fact, on it. There are 25 tracks on it, all in honour of a man called Trevor Crozier. If you don't know Trevor Crozier, he was one of the great eccentrics and great characters of the second wave of the folk revival in these islands. He was completely and utterly potty, but in the best of all possible ways. A very, very funny man. And in fact, there's a good piece on him in my forthcoming autobiography, the second volume of The Adventures of the Crumstall Kid, because our paths crossed quite a few times in the days of the folk revival. Well, Mike Billington and a lot of other mates have got together and put out this album, another parcel of old crams. Various artists, like I say, there's me on it doing The Oggy Man, there's Trouble Over Bridgewater, which is one of Trevor's old songs, Three Jolly Rogues, Dead Dog Scrumpy, The White Rose, The Carrick Hornpipe, Lee Nicholson's on it, the great concertina player, and John the Fish is on it, Jerry Robinson, Joe Beard, Liz Dyer and Keith Kendrick, loads of great people have come together to pay tribute to the great man himself, who's no longer, sadly, with us. So from the album, I thought I'd pick the final track out, which features Trevor Crozier and friends, Trev himself, singing Teeth, but introducing it in his own inimitable style.
I've got a bit of bother. I can't sing too much tonight on account of my throat. Somebody might cut it. Now, a few years ago, I was in Paris getting plastered. And what happened was, we did this folk programme and we were all up on stage like this, only there was about 97 of us. And there was a fella next to me playing an elastic plastic flugey. And he had a mic on a boom, and the boom was spring-loaded. And in the middle of it, it burst, the spring burst. And I received 60 quid's worth of Shaw microphone right in the north and south. And the thing about it was I lost a tooth and I had to have a false tooth put in. And it started me thinking about the whole business of people who go about with sort of all that sort of lavy pan in their mouth, you know. I mean, I've only got one, but there must be some poor fellas got mouthfuls. We had a little party just last Sunday, turned the bloody household inside out. Standing in the bathroom on a Monday, I had a look around and I gave a shout. Back into the bedroom then I charged and I hollered in me old girl's ear. Has anybody seen my teeth? Has anybody seen my teeth? They're the only pair I've got. I hope they haven't fallen down the you-know-what. Oh, if anybody's gone and nicked them, I hope they catch the thief. Has anybody heard their chomp, chomp, chomp? Has anybody seen my teeth? I put away the children, warn the neighbours. There's a pair of teeth loose, running wild. And if you should see them, please don't feed them. Don't be taken in by their charming smile. And if you approach them, be polite, for they can give a nasty bite. Has anybody seen my teeth? Has anybody seen my teeth? I thought I spotted them, but I'm not sure. Nibble in the bottom of the girl next door. Oh, if anybody was to find them, it would be a relief. Has anybody heard their chomp, chomp, chomp? Has anybody seen my teeth? Come back, teeth. Oh, won't you come back home? Come back, chief. My gums are so alone. I put a little advert in the paper telling them as how me teeth were lost. Very, very soon they'd been recorded smiling in the mouth of David Frost. Just as I got my hands inside, he opened up a bit too wide. Has anybody seen my teeth? Has anybody seen my teeth? Well, think of all the places they'll get in. I've got to find a fellow with a great big grin. Now it couldn't be Tony Blackburn or even Edward Heath. Has anybody heard their chomp, chomp, chomp? Has anybody seen my teeth? Oh, dear me, wherever can they be? Now I hear they work for ITV. Has anybody seen my teeth? Has anybody seen my teeth? Well, they've been following their adventures on the television. You can see my dentures advertising toothpaste or nibbling the old corned beef. Has anybody heard their chomp, chomp, chomp? Has anybody seen my teeth? So if you're on the show, please let us know. And once in a while, give us a smile. And come back, do. I can't eat without you. Has anybody seen my... Has anybody seen my... Has anybody seen my teeth? There they go, follow those teeth.
Well, it was a long time ago and you had to be there. But that was Trevor Crozier with Teeth from the album Farewell He, another parcel of old crams. Now, last year I was in the west of Ireland, in Connemara in Clifton, where I have a house and spend part of the year, for the Clifton Arts Festival, one of the great arts festival of Ireland. I came across an old pal of mine, Andy Irvine, who was playing there at the time. And I wanted to go and interview him about this next song because it's always fascinated me. But sadly, he had to leave early the next morning, so we didn't manage it. But hopefully I'll be able to get hold of him sometime and ask him about it because I'm sure it's based on a true story. Andy, as many of you will know, was one of the motormen of that explosive band Planxty that erupted onto the Irish folk scene back in the 70s. He travelled all round Eastern Europe and he picked up the rhythms and soul of that music. It got into his bones, particularly the music of Bulgaria. And that shows in this song I'm going to play you now, King Boar and the Sandman. And I'm sure, like I say, that the tale, this classic tale, is absolutely true. And it's happened to many of us when you've been sitting there in a bar minding your own business and somebody's come up and talked that much that your eyes have eventually got really, really heavy and droopy because the Sandman has come and thrown the sand of sleep in them.
Night in Bucharest, I beat my hair and I tore my breast. King Boar and the Sandman, hand in hand, man, sat down at my table and became my guest. I knew by the look in his boring eyes, I knew by his witless old grey head so wise. When he took out an oil can and oiled his jaws, man, I knew I was in for no great surprise. And lo and behold, his mouth opened wide, and his rusty old tongue, which had long lain inside, issued forth with a torrent of words so abhorrent, I had never a chance of stemming the tide. Thank you.
was sore from nodding my head for 3 hours or more, when King Bor with a roar tore my heart to the core, for he saw my eyes travel across the room to the door. "I'm not boring you, I hope," said he, and instantly launched into a soliloquy of his youthful frolics, such a load of old as I ever have heard, you can take it from me. But to my amazement, relief and surprise, the Sandman yawned and up he did rise, and from out of his handbag produced a sandbag, and a handful he threw in my red-rimmed eyes. The very last words I heard the old king say was, "When I was in America, my departing mind left him far behind, and King Bor and the Sandman, they both drifted away."
You know, I'd forgotten about the great panpipe playing on that. Wonder who did it. King Bor and the Sandman, Andy Irvine from his album Rainy Sundays, Windy Dreams. And Andy, if you're listening, I'm going to get hold of you next time and make sure you do not leave before I get the true story behind that song. Now, as many of you will know, Linda Thompson is a fantastic singer, songwriter. She worked with her husband, Richard Thompson, and produced many great albums way back in the 60s, 70s and 80s. She's also a terrific solo performer. And she's an album, it's been out a while, but I've only just got my hands on a copy, called My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on the Stage. And this is a collection of music hall and variety songs, because, like me, Linda grew up in the time when variety was just about dying and music hall was on its way out, but there was still time to go and see people like Max Miller, the Crazy Gang, Tommy Trinder, Monsieur, Eddie Gray, all of whom I saw at the Palace in Manchester, and Linda also saw when she was taken by her dad to the theatre. Well, Linda has been so enthused by the world of music hall and variety that she got together with Martha Wainwright, Colin Firth, her own son Teddy Thompson, Jules Holland, Sam Lakeman, Cara Dillon, Bob Davenport, John Foreman, Roy Hood and Roger Digby, the concertina player, Stephen Large of Squeeze, James Walborn of The Pretenders and The Rails, and even George Hinchcliffe of the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. She dragged them all down to the Lyric Hammersmith in London and recorded an album, A Night of Rare Fun. From the ensuing album, I'm going to play you my mum's favourite song and favourite tune. Features Cara Dillon on lead vocals. It's a beautiful Irish tune and song called The Lark in the Clear Air. And nobody, I think, sings it better than Cara.
Thoughts are in my mind, and my soul, its source enchanted, as I hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air of the day. For a tender beaming smile to my hope has been granted, and tomorrow he shall hear all my fond heart longs to say. I will tell soul's pure adoration, and I know he will hear my voice, and he will not answer It's this that gives my soul. Oh, it's joyous elation as I hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air.
Lovely version of one of the most beautiful of all Irish songs. I know it's a parlour ballad of its type because it was actually, the lyric was composed by somebody way after the traditional tune, but it still, I think, is one of the great songs of Ireland. The Lark in the Clear Air, from the album My Mother Doesn't Know I'm on the Stage, Disc 1. Linda Thompson is the caretaker, and that track featured Cara Dillon on vocals. Now, according to Wikipedia, Jake Legg is a paralysis caused by drinking improperly distilled or contaminated liquor, as frequently evinced during the Prohibition period in American history. Jake Legg is also a five-piece vintage jug band based in Wiltshire. The Jake Legg Jug Band have a new album out called Fifth Avenue, and from it, this is a cracking version of the old jazz standard that I first heard George Melly sing way back when. Your feet's too big.
Who's that walking? Sounds like baby patter. Baby elephant patter more like it.
Up in Harlem, a table for two. There were four of us, me, a big feet and you. From the ankles up, I'd say you sure are neat, but from down there, you're just two big feet. Yeah, your feet's too big. Your feet's too big. Girl, she likes you, she thinks you're nice. Says you've got what it takes to get out of paradise. She loves your face and she likes your rig. But my man, oh man, those feet's too big. Yeah, your feet's too big. Don't want you, cause your feet's too big. Don't need you, cause your feet's too big. Really hate you, cause your feet's too big. Your feet's too big, yeah, yeah, your feet's too big. Don't want you, cause your feet's too big. Don't need you, cause your feet's too big. Really hate you, cause your feet's too big, yeah, yeah, your feet's too big. Your feet's too big. Your feet's too big. Don't because your feet's too big.
Well, the album's called Fifth Avenue, the band, the Jake Legg Jug Band, and that was Your Feet's Too Big, which I'd like to dedicate to my mate Stephen Hoyle, or Stephen, as he's properly known, jug and washboard player extraordinaire. Now, there's been a really amazing project going on at the University of Exeter on the Lancashire cotton famine. To cut to the quick, the Lancashire cotton famine happened during the American Civil War, when cotton was not actually getting into the cotton mills of Lancashire, and the people who worked the looms and the spinning frames ended up starving, literally starving, dropping in the streets. And there were hundreds and hundreds of ballads written and sung around that period, and Exeter University have managed to gather many of them together. It really is a terrific collection. If you're interested, go and look at the Exeter University website. Well, as if that wasn't enough, they got together with that great trio Faustus, which is comprised of Benji Kirkpatrick, Saul Rose and Paul Sartin, to produce an EP of 5 songs, the ballads set to music by the band. Simply called Cotton Lords, 5 songs of the Lancashire cotton famine. I think it is absolutely terrific. Well, let's see what you think. This is the title track. Here's Faustus with Cotton Lords.
Cotton Lords, Lords of creation, feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian nation? Foods conducive to health. Cotton Lords, Lords of creation, feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian nation? Foods conducive to health. Though you shut your factory gates, sell your cotton, stop each loom, for war is raging in the States. The cotton tree twice yearly blooms. Cotton Lords, Lords of creation, feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian nation? Foods conducive to them. Time will come when you will buy cotton for to work each slave, food or work, for they will die. Keep them from an early grave. Cotton Lords, Lords of creation, feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian nation? Foods conducive to them. Them from immoral crime, those that has, it is their duty for to help at such a time. Cotton Lords, Lords of creation, feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian conducive to health? Cotton Lords, Lords of creation,
feed the slaves which made your wealth. Is this not a Christian nation? Food's conducive to their health.
And by God, they did think they were lords of creation, those cotton lords that ruled when cotton was king in Lancashire, and Manchester's Cotton Exchange was the biggest room in the whole world, and a quarter of the world wore cloth that had been spun and woven in Manchester. Amazing thought. That was Cotton Lords from the new album of the same name by that great band Faustus. Now, here's a bit of nice news, because there's a load of miserable stuff going on round and about us, and sometimes it's very hard to feel cheerful about anything. But Daria Kulesh, who I was hoping to book for this year's Settle Folk Festival, can't come. Oh, you say, why not? Well, it's a happy reason, because she's going to have a baby, which is great news, and we wish her all the best and look forward to seeing her in 2020, because she's been booked for that, together with the brothers Gillespie. She's a new album out called Earthly Delights, and from it I'm going to play you a beautiful track called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. The words were written by Richard Farina, and the tune is the traditional Northern Irish tune, My Lagan Love. And Daria Kulesh sings it beautifully.
Seldom call.
Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, Daria Kulesh from her album Earthly Delights. And like I say, she's been booked for next year's Settle Folk Gathering 2020. And she'll be able to bring the baby with her, which will be fantastic. The more folk babies there are, the better. Now, I'm afraid I've got to follow that good news with some more sad news, because another old friend of many of us has gone to that great folk session in the sky. Pete Sumner died a few days back in California. He came originally from Lincolnshire, a stalwart member of Cleethorpes Folk Club. He played concertina, guitar, mandolin, banjo and cittern, and plied his trade as a resident musician in the Bermuda Folk Club. He had me over there many a time to play and sing, and he also booked people like Hamish Imlach, Finbar and Eddie Fury, Alan Taylor, Stan Rogers and many, many more. We all loved Pete and enjoyed not just his company, but his music. He was a quiet, but a very understated musician. He played, as I said, many different instruments and played them very, very well indeed. He was particularly proud of his Lincolnshire background and worked very hard on the folk song collection of Percy Grainger. Did a massive amount of work to get that seminal body together for the Lincolnshire Libraries. Pete was madly enthusiastic about folk music. It was his entire life. In his working life, he went from being in banking to become the main piano tech for the San Francisco area. My love goes out to Lizzie, Rachel, Joe and Lynn, because we've all lost a great friend and a great man. If you go on YouTube, you can find a clip of Pete playing along with John Connolly at the 2003 Chicago Maritime Festival, playing the song that I'm going to play you now. And just look at Pete smiling when he's on stage with John. He's obviously enjoying himself tremendously. Well, from the album Trawler Town, this is the song that they played on the 2003 Chicago Festival. Of course, it could not be anything other than John's own song, Fiddler's Green.
Dockside one evening so rare, to view the still waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now, Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now the sky's always clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a flip of their tails. You can lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking in a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. And when you're in dock and the long trip is through, Why, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lasses there too. Now the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free. And there's bottles of rum growing on every tree. Dress me up in the oysters and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking the trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me this song. Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking the trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking the trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
Pete Sumner on bouzouki and concertina and backing vocals there. John Connolly on lead vocals from the album Trawler Town with Fiddler's Green. And goodbye, Pete. I love that guy. I'm going to finish the show with a track that I'm trying to learn, simply because the second line says, "We live with a monkey and a Chinese acrobat." And for my money, you can't beat a song that's got those kind of words in it. So I'm going to finish with Got Me a Woman from Levon Helm's album Dirt Farmer, and a gentle reminder that we are getting a bit skint and we need some lolly to pay for licenses, electric and all the rest of it, and the lolly seems to be drying up. So if you fancy flirting a few bob our way, go to the website and there's a donate button there, and I would be not eternally grateful, but I will certainly remember you in my prayers if you throw a few bob our way. Thanks ever so much for listening. Mind how you go. I will not be back after this particular song. I will leave you in the more than capable hands of Levon Helm from his album Dirt Farmer with Got Me a Woman, Chinese acrobat and all.
Oh, I got me a woman, she's a pretty good woman at that. We live with a monkey and a Chinese acrobat. She calls me Tex, makes me wear a cowboy hat. But I don't care, she's a pretty good woman at that. Nothing in the world make me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. But I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen. For some folks who move out to California, and some folks who stay in Tennessee. to spend my nights at home, talking with my baby and blowing on the slide trombone. She talks in tongues, oh, she really turns.